Parshas Re'eh, and we saw something similar. Oh, come in, Jeff. For Parshas Re'eh, we have what we call Schar. The Torah, and already we've begun to see this in Parshas
Ekev,
and now we see it again in Parshas Re'eh. Maybe I'll just borrow your Chumash Avi for just a minute. I'll give it right back to you. Don't worry, I'm not going to steal it from you. And the Torah goes on to tell us that you will be rewarded. Asher tishmu el mitzvahs Hashem elokeichem, you'll follow in the mitzvahs. And the Torah says, therefore, hayaki v'yach Hashem elokecha la'oretz asher ata bo l'rishta v'nasata es habracha, you'll receive the bracha. And then it says, atem ovrim es hayarden lovo l'reshes es ha'oretz v'yirishtem osa v'yishavtem, and all this is a schar, a divine promise that will be rewarded because v'shmartem lasos es kol ha'chukim v'es ha'mishpatim asher anochi nosein lifneichem hayom. And it goes on and on and on, and both Parshas Ekev and Parshas Re'eh can be viewed from this perspective as one unit. And the common denominator of both these parshios is Kabbalas Schar. There's only one problem. And that is the famous dictum of the Gemara in Kiddushin, that Schar Mitzvah Bahai Alma Lecha. How do we reconcile this principle that Hashem says that Schar Mitzvah, if we observe and obey the commands of Hashem, will be rewarded in the next world? How do we reconcile that with all these parshios? Re'eh is an outstanding example where the Torah, the Divine Being, promises us all this Schar. This is not Schar of Olam Haba. This is, my friends, is real Schar of Olam Hazeh. And if we're going to win the battles against our enemies, it's because Hashem promised us that if we go in and follow in His ways, He will bestow these rewards. So that's just the background or the framework of our discussion today. What I have in front of me, and this is what I really want to suggest as a topic unto itself, a fascinating topic, is a piece from a sefer called Nefesh Chaim. Now, Nefesh Chaim is not Reb Chaim Volozhin. That's Nefesh HaChaim. This is Nefesh Chaim, and it was authored by one of the great Sephardic Jews, rabbis, called Reb Chaim Palaji, who lived approximately 2 centuries ago, and he was the chief rabbi of Turkey, and he gives 15 exceptions to the rule of Schar Mitzvah Bahai Alma. Meaning, we're going to create now, according to Reb Chaim Palaji, a rule that has 15 sub-paragraphs to it, that Schar Mitzvah Bahai Alma Ika. Okay. So what I want to do is go through these rules with you. And the one who I have to thank for organizing this for me in a very beautiful paragraph way is Rav Daniel Glatstein. Again, I never got a chance to meet the man. He's apparently a great rabbi who lives in Queens, New York. I don't know if anybody knows him. And he has collected 15 of the answers. Now, they all appear in one section in Nefesh Chaim, which is called Mareches Shin, Os Ayin Dalet. So again, it's divided up into various letters of the Torah, and in the letter Shin, he has this discussion about Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al-Molech. So,
you've got that?
Yeah, I don't have another copy of it, but Lee Nether, I'll make a copy for you later on.
What was Palagi's first name?
Chaim. I have a book at home about his life, and if you remind me, I'd like to bring in that book. It's fascinating. Just to see a picture of him, it's a... So his first answer is based on the Marsha in Kiddushin. He says the following, Hani mili li yachit. When do we apply the principle of Schar Mitzvah Hayam Alek? That's only for an individual. Avol l'rabim. But if on the other hand we're talking to Klal Yisrael as a nation, Ika Schar B'Hay Alma. He goes on, Rav Chaim Palaji, to say that this is not just the Marsha, but he brings other sources, other Gedolim who said something almost identical to the Marsha, or if not identical, at least parallel to the Marsha, that Schar Shemekabal Mitzvah Olma Zehu Rak Sha'osa Mitzvah B'tziruf Rabim. If the individual links up with the Rabim, then he gets Schar Mitzvah even in this world. Aval Guf HaMitzvah Shomer Li Asid. But as far as the mitzvah itself as a yachid, that's shomur li asid lava. That means it's reserved for the next world. So you have two dimensions to a mitzvah. Number one, there's the dimension of my personal involvement in the mitzvah, my fulfillment, and then to the extent to which I join myself together with the tzibur. As far as schar mitzvah b'hai alma, the answer is as follows. That dimension to which I link myself up to the tzibur, to that extent, I can receive the divine promises of the tzibur, and I will participate with the tzibur in receiving that reward here in this world. But as far as the dimension of my mitzvah, which is personal, as far as my own personal schar, not a collective reward that's bestowed upon the Jewish nation as a whole, but my own personal claim for reward, that reward is designated for the world to come.
That could explain why the second prayer of Kriya Shema, which has to do with schar, is Lashon Rabbim.
Correct, and everything here in Parshas Re'eh is all in Lashon Rabbim.
First Lashon is Yachid.
Correct, and the reason for this is because once I link, and in fact, again, I'm not advocating that you follow this practice, but if you happen to have a Hasidic background, you will say, you will recite before every mitzvah L'shem Yichud. And if you look carefully at the Nusach of L'shem Yichud, it's written in Aramaic, it says there that I join up together with the Tzibur. So what I want to do is, I want to do my mitzvah together with the Tzibur. And I do so in order to receive not only the schar and olam haba, but I get an extra additional dimension of schar. He says, therefore, Yehudei Torah, all the divine promises that the Jewish nation will receive rewards, that's all a matter of tzibur. That's a collective
reward.
The reward as a collective entity. So let me just read to you the language of the Marsha. The Nefesh Chaim doesn't quote the Marsha verbatim. He says the following. This is Marsha on Kiddushin Daf Lametesam in Beis Char Mitzvah V'Hai Alma Leka V'Lo Tikshi Lecha. Don't ask the question, Michal HaYi'udim Sheba Torah, all the times in the Torah, especially in Sefer Dvarim, that the Torah promises rewards. He says that although it's clear that those rewards will be granted in this world, those are the brachos. Again, if we chas shalom deviate from the path of God, then there are klolos. But when we have rewards, v'yeshval masam, they'll achieve a settlement in the land, and they'll be secure, and they'll enjoy the rains and the fruits. All that, if we listen to Hashem, obey His will, that's ba'olam hazeh. Yesh Lomar, says the Marsha, that even Rabbi Yaakov, he's the one who made the statement, Schar Mitzvah B'hai Al-Maleka, Mode, he would agree, Dizchus HaRabim, when it comes to the merits of the collective entity, U'maseh Matovim, their good deeds, Mevim Lahem Brachos, V'tovos, Shenizkiru B'Torah, Gam B'Olam Hazeh, even in this world. So far, we have one answer to the question of Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Alma Ika, and that's a case of a mitzvah that's done together with the Rabbim, and the Yachid links up to the Rabbim. Now we have a statement from a Sefer. Now I told you that the Nefesh Chaim quotes other Sfarim here. One of the Sfarim he quotes is called Rabbi Yosef Katz, and he says that the Mishnah tells us Al Tifrosh Min HaTzibur. So this Rav Yosef Katz wants to give a little extra push, a little extra oomph. Why is it al tifrosh men atzibur? He says ki aschar yosel gadol kisha osa mitzvah betzir fen atzibur mea osa biyichidus. Why? He says osa biyichidus is schar is limited to what? To olam haba. But if he's osa im atzibur aschar yosel gadol shes mekabel schar filu bi olam hazeh. Why? Because who osa es a mitzvah betziruf im ha rabin. Then he writes, "Avol gufa asiya." But forget about that dimension of linking up together with the rabin. What about the asiya as an individual? Shomer liyasid lavo. That reward is going to be granted when? In the next world. And therefore, he says, "Al tifrosh min atzibur," because you want to get schar not only in the next world but also in this world. Now we move on to the Nefesh Chaim's second rule of Schar Mitzvah Hayal Ma'ika. He says the following. He says that when Rabbi Yaakov says Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Alma Leka, he's referring to Schar Asiyas HaMitzvah. But what about Schar Shmiyas HaMitzvah? In other words, what happens when I study the mitzvah, I learn the Torah, and I am notified about the mitzvah? That's not included in the principle of schar mitzvah ayalma leka, on the schus for the schus of shmias hamitzvah, shmias haTorah, he has schar bi olam hazeh. And that schar for shmias haTorah is not limited to the next world. V'mashu shomea v'mates ozno l'shmoa divrei Torah v'amitzvos. He says that if a person makes an effort to listen and to learn, to hear and to allow the Torah to penetrate into his soul, to integrate the Torah, that itself is called shmias haTorah. And the rule of Schar Mitzvah Ayal Molek only applies to Asiyas HaTorah, but not to Shmiyas HaTorah. Fascinating Chiddush. So when we study the mitzvahs and the laws, then we can get Schar even in this world. When we implement the law and the mitzvah, then the Schar is designated for the next world. Answer number three. Says the Nefesh Chaim, "Bischus haSimcha." When a person enjoys the mitzvah and he comes with a sense of excitement, "Yeshlo schar biolam hazeh," he'll be rewarded in this world. And he tells you to look at the Medrash in Parshas Ekev. So let me see if I can get out the Medrash here. I have it on a different page, so give me just a second. Oh, the Medrash Rabbah says the following: Asa Rab Shmuel, the Ovid Palga, and Rab Shmuel came in the Medrash to make a distinction. He's trying to explain why sometimes the Torah uses the word Vayehi, and sometimes the Torah uses the word Vahaya. Kol Makom Shenemar Vayehi. Mishamesh Tzara. Vayehi is an introduction to something, some calamity that's going to take place. But Vahaya Simcha. Vahaya means Simcha. Vahaya, it's going to happen. Behold, it's exciting. It's a joyous occasion. And therefore the Medrash says at the beginning of Parshas Ekev, Vahaya Ekev Tishmun, since you'll have Simcha, then the Torah promises you all the different rewards. So in other words, it works like this. The mitzvah itself, dry and cut, is schar mitzvah v'hayalma leka. However, hasimcha sheyismacha adam b'kiyum ha-mitzvahs, when a person adds an element of simcha to his mitzvah, is schar mitzvah v'hayalma ika. He'll get rewarded for the simcha shel mitzvah. There are two elements in a mitzvah. There's the mitzvah itself, and there's the simcha shel mitzvah. The mitzvah itself generates a reward that's reserved for the next world. But the simcha shel mitzvah generates a reward in this world. And that's what the Torah means when it says v'hoya. It means you'll get schar simcha shel mitzvah. And as a result of simcha shel mitzvah, you will receive tuv haaretz, all the best of the land. I would just like to add a comment of my own. Again, it's be'eravon mugbal. You know, you're the jury. You can either accept it or reject it. I was thinking that what is simcha shel mitzvah? Simcha shel mitzvah means that I realize that every mitzvah is an occasion to get closer to Hashem. And if I get closer to Hashem, then memela I'm going to enjoy all the benefits that Hashem, all the benevolence that comes down from Shamayim into this world. I just wanted to quote one other thing he says, that Shlomo HaMelech in Koheles, in Perek Ches, writes, V'shibachti anias ha-simcha, asher ein tov le'olam tachas ha-shemesh. There's nothing great under the sun. Ki im, now listen carefully, lechol v'lishtos v'lismach. So Chazal say, what is lechol v'lishtos? That's a code word in Koheles. Whenever Koheles mentions achil and shesia, it's a reference to asiyas ha-mitzvahs, to avodas boro. And mishabeach anias ha-simcha b'achilu shesia. That's what he's saying here. Shibachti anias ha-simcha again. Lechol v'lishtos, to fulfill the mitzvah Hashem, v'lismach. And then, ein tov li'odom tachas ha-shemesh. Tachas ha-shemesh means in this world, as the simcha of the mitzvah. Right, that's a little bit of a kasha. You know, there it seems that the simcha is actually essential to the mitzvah. What we're saying now, again, I don't know, you'll ask me a kasha that possible, but is that simcha is something extraneous to the mitzvah, right? You have Saturn, and you have what's it called, the ring around Saturn. So the ring around the mitzvah is the simcha shel mitzvah. And that's what Shlomo Melch tells us in Koheles, that the greatest reward that you can achieve, tachas ha-shemesh, is the simcha of the mitzvah. So there's the ikar mitzvah, the gufa mitzvah, and then there's the simcha shel mitzvah. He says here in the name of the Arizal, that the Arizal used to say, kol haniflos vanoros hasharoi ra'isi enai b'chaya, or any experiences and exhilarating experiences that I had in my world, he says it's all hoisa mitokef hasimcha shesamachti b'torah uvemitzvus. That the Arizal said, you know, I don't know if you gentlemen have ever been to wherever, let's say if you've been to Switzerland, wherever you like to see, you know, beautiful and inspiring kinds of, what word can I use? Phenomenal, what?
Vistas.
I can't even.
Vistas.
Vistas, some phenomenon of nature, and you're uplifted by it. So next time you have such an experience, think of Koheles, and think of the fact that the Arizal said that, why did he have these experiences in his lifetime? Why did he merit them? And he says it's b'schus the simcha. Okay, now we get to number four. Number four, he says that the reason why schar mitzvah by alma leka is because shema yeh to'al rishonos. This is fascinating. He quotes the Prima Godim. In a minute, we're going to see the Prima Godim inside. Because again, the Nefesh Chaim, Rav Chaim Palaji, he references various sources, but he doesn't bring them down. He references here a Prima Godim. Prima Godim lived about two centuries ago. Had an unbelievable mind. He was one of the most humble people that ever walked the earth. He was like Moshe Rabbeinu. Ono mikol adam. It's amazing how he signs his tshuvas, but he was an absolute genius. I wish I had another lifetime to live just to dedicate to study the Prima Godim. When I sat shiva for my father, Olav Shalom, which was here in Israel, my best friend from America called me up to tell me while I was sitting shiva that he heard from my father's chaverim that my father knew every prima godim inside and out without even looking inside. He memorized every prima godim in Chelik Aleph of Yeridah. Anyway, the prima godim wants to say, why is schar mitzvah b'hai al malecha? And the answer is because Shema Yiyah Toal Rishonos. There's a halacha that if a person does a mitzvah, and then Chas V'Shalom, as a result of the mitzvah, he suffers, and it's very difficult, he realizes that he put himself out, and at one point he regrets that he did the mitzvah is null and void. It's completely meaningless. L'mafreya, and he won't get any schar for the mitzvah. So therefore, Hashem says, I'm going to have to wait until you end this lifetime to make sure that you're not a Toa al Rishonos. Says the Nefesh Chaim, there's a rule of thumb that a person who's mezake es harabim ein chet bal yado. That if I do something for the benefit of others, then I will not sin. And to be Toa al Rishonos is a sin. So therefore, if we remove the possibility of being Toa al Rishonos, then Ein Chinami, he should get Schar Mitzvah B'Hayal. And therefore, if a person wants to make sure that he'll get Schar Mitzvah in this world, he has to be Mezakeh Sarab, because Mezakeh Sarab Ein Chet Ba'al Yoto. Anyway, let me just read to you the language of the Prima Godin. This is the Prima Godin's Psicha Koleles, his general introduction to his work, and he has a section called Be'inyon Schar V'Onesh Shel Mitzvahs B'Hai Alma. And he writes the following. Yesh Omrim, he doesn't tell you who says it, Shema, there's always a fear, Yeh Chas V'Shom Toe Al HaRishonos, is Imkein Eich Yiten Hashem Schar. How could God give him Schar when maybe tomorrow he'll be Toe on what he did yesterday and he got Schar for it? V'Nafkusa Mizeh. Oh, I thought it was the Chiddush of Rav Chaim Palaji. The Prima Godim himself writes the following. Nafkusa, what's the Nafkimina? Im Mizakes HaRabim, V'ein Chet Baal Yodo, is Nosan Lo Schar immediately B'Olam HaZeh. Fascinating. Now we get to number 6. Is anybody keeping score here?
Yeah, number 5.
Oh, I skipped number 5?
Well, I don't understand.
How, oh boy, that's not good. Wait a minute.
How does Mezakeh HaRabim...
The Gemara says about Mezakeh HaRabim...
It has a tie in with Toa.
Because Ein Chet Baal Yod. The Toa Rishonos is a terrible chet. So wait, let me just go over it again. The first answer was if he links himself up to the Rabbin. The second answer was if he hears Divrei Torah, that Shmiah is not part of Asiyah. The third answer was Simcha. Ah, I skipped the fourth answer. Okay. Again, I skipped a paragraph in the Nefesh Chaim. He says the following. Im godar v'siye gets asmo l'shem Torah. V'ose yoser mikadech yuvo zoche l'schar v'olam hazeh. He quotes a sefer called the Rosh David. And the Rosh David is of the opinion that if a person goes beyond the mitzvah and he sets himself up a gader or a siyag to guarantee that he'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah, he's afraid that, you know what, he may do this or do that. Like, for example, you know, he doesn't go to sleep because he knows he has a mitzvah to do. He didn't say Kriyat Shema yet, so he sets up a gader. Then for any input or any discomfiture that he suffers as a result of the God there that he added to himself in order to guarantee that he'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah, that's already beyond the mitzvah itself, and therefore he'll get schar bi olam hazeh.
Good to be machmer.
Right. Now, I just wanted to add one thing here, if I can find it. Oh, there's a sefer here by another Sephardic giant. His name was Armaliov, and he writes a sefer called Yad Moshe, and he writes, Adam sha'ose siyogim ugdarim lemitzvos, mishmeres lemishmeres, yielo aleihem schar b'yom hazeh. Okay. So now we're taka up to number 6, because number 5 was Mezakes HaRabim, where there's no chash that he'll be Toal HaRishonos. Okay then? So now let's get up to number 6. Says the Nefesh Chaim, Im Moser Atzmo Al Kiddush Hashem, Yeshlo Schar Mitzvah Bi Olam Hazeh. So if there's a Kiddush Hashem element in his mitzvah, he'll get schar in this world. The Ikar Mesirus Ha'adam Al Kiddush Hashem, why is a person willing to give up his life in Kiddush Hashem? Hu Bavur Siyua Hashchina. That's a strange kind of phrase over here, but it's kaviyochel as if he's helping out the Shechina, you know, that he's sanctifying God's name. And he goes on and he says the following. Now this is mind-boggling. He says, Al Yidei Mitzvahs Kiyum Hashabos Anu Mosrim Nafshenu Al Kiddush Hashem. That by fulfilling the mitzvah of Shabbos, that's tantamount to Mesirish Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem. And then he writes Yad Moshe. Now I don't think I have the Yad Moshe here, but let me tell you what I do have here. This is number 6. Oh, the pasuk says, "Re'u ki Hashem nasan lechem es haShabbos." The mafarshim want to know what is this nasan lechem es haShabbos.
What's re'u mean?
Yeah, re'u. If you don't mind, Harvey, you have a chumash here, or if anyone else has a chumash, if you could open up to Parshas Beshalach, that's in Sefer Shmos, Perek Tes Zayin, pasuk Chav Tes. Is there a chumash there by any chance? Re'u ki Hashem nasan lechem es haShabbos.
Where is that?
Tes. I think it's hard for me to see. I think it's Tes Zayin Chav Tes. If not, it's Tes Vav Chav Tes. Like sometimes a Vav and a Zayin. Okay. You find it, Harvey? Let me borrow this. I'll give it right back. My derech shiur went a little bit late today, so I didn't get a chance to get myself a kumi. Okay. Character Zayin. What did I say? Pasuk Chavtes. Let's see if I find it here. Oh. So this is on page 167 in the blue, big blue chumash. If you want to look it up, Re'u ki Hashem nasan lechem haShabbos. Al kein the parsha of man who nosin lechem bayom hashishi lechem yomayim.
That's chamitzah, really.
Excellent. Now, why are we? How is it that this is not a violation of the principle of schar mitzvah hayal moleko? So let's read Rashi. Rashi says, Re'u be'einechem ki Hashem b'chvodo mazhir eschem al haShabbos. So the Re'u here is that Hashem b'chvodo mazhir eschem al haShabbos. So he says the following. This is mamish brilliant. He says, Rak al haTorah sheshamanu mipi Moshe Rabbeinu ein schar b'hayalma. Only with regard to that which was given through the intermediary of Moshe, any mitzvah of that ilk, of that category, will be designated for the next world. But not something that Hashem gave directly b'chvodo. Why? So he says for that, you have to learn a sugya in Bav Metzia. The Gemara Bav Metzia establishes that although, as a general rule, there's a lav of Bal Tolin, which means I have to pay you up your wages immediately, I can't delay, that only applies if I hired you myself. But a technical rule, if I hired you through a shliach, then there's no lav of Baal Tov. When does Hashem have kaviyochel the right to say I'm not going to pay you up immediately and violate Baal Tovin? That's only because the mitzvah came through the intermediary of Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore there's no direct relationship between the employer and the employee in which the employer promises the wages. But if Hashem directly gives the mitzvah not through a shliach, then the Torah says Baal Tovin. V'lachem came with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi says, Nosan bi'atzmo es atzivui al HaShabbos. The Pasuk says, Re'ei ki Hashem nosan lochem es HaShabbos. Rashi says, He warned you about the Shabbos. Is there for him Cain, gam bi'olam hazeh yesh lo schar. Schar b'hayalma. Why? Because Hashem directly gave you this mitzvah. Wow, that's pretty amazing. Now, exactly why the Nefesh Chaim calls that Kiddush Hashem, I'm not sure. Maybe he means that when the person goes out and he declares the Shabbos, meaning he declares that Hashem created the world, that itself is a kind of a kium of Kiddush Hashem.
Shabbos is both
Bris Olam
and
Yitzhus Mitzrayim. Right. So that itself is a statement of Kiddush Hashem, of Emunah. So again, we have now rule number 6, that you'll get Tzchar for Shabbos. But why? I'm not sure. Either because it's Kiddush Hashem, and I'm helping the Shechina, or because Hashem directly gave us the command of Shabbos, and therefore it's not through a shliach, and the Yisur Baal Tovin kicks in, and God has to pay us up immediately. Now, as I said, the Nefesh Chaim quotes the Yad Moshe. It's very difficult for me to plow through this Yad Moshe. It's very long, and the print is very difficult. But basically, the Yad Moshe is relying on a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. And the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Kol Shehi, trying to remember the language of the Mishnah, remember, Kol Shehi Tiferes Lo Seha. Do you remember such a language? Kol Shehi Tiferes Lo Seha.
Beginning of the parak.
Come on. If you have a sitter, I'll give you a sitter. Maybe you can find it and read. Read the whole Mishnah to me. It passes back.
Beginning of parashah.
Okay, if you don't mind just reading it. Anyway. Okay. That's one dentist to another. So he says the following, that what's Tiferes Lo Seha that's being praised so greatly in the Mishnah in Avos? He says that's called Mesiras Atzmo Kiddush Hashem. Teferes Lo Seha means the Creator. That's a Teferes to Hashem. That somehow he gives Siyua to the Shechina by bringing down the Shechina and publicly declaring the Shechina. And he says in Moser Atzmo Kiddush Hashem Yesh Lo Schar B'Yom HaZeh.
Second verse.
So what does it say exactly? Kol.
Call she
Tiferes Lo Seha, Tiferes Lo Mino Adam. Yeah. Okay, we just needed Tiferes Lo Seha. Fine. So we have 6 rules now for Schar Mitzvah Bahai Alma Ika. And then when we finish the 15th, I'm going to test you. See if you can spit back all 15.
I'll have some.
Okay. Number 7. He says the following, that there are 2 types of mitzvos. There's mitzvos kalos and mitzvos chamuros. And a mitzvah kala is described by Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Ekev. Rashi says, mitzvah kala she'odam dosh be'akevav. In other words, that your average Jew, unfortunately, is somewhat careless, or he ignores, he's mezalzel to some extent, these mitzvos. However, says the Nefesh Chaim HaTzadikim HaGemurim, what makes a person to a Tzadik Gomor, who Zeshem HaKayim Kol HaMitzvos HaFilu Kalos Shodom Dosh Be'ikvah. And he fulfills the Ekev Tishmun, and therefore all the blessings that are promised by Hashem, both in Ekev and in Re'eh, are worthy in this world because he comes under this special category of Ekev, and he dedicates himself even to the mitzvos, Kalos, Sha'odom, Dosh, Be'akevov. Okay. Now, Rabosai, before we had, I don't remember what number it was on our list, that if he makes siyogim for mitzvahs, then he'll get schar b'olam hazeh, because that's not part of the mitzvah itself. That's the ring around the mitzvah. So perhaps we could say that when Rashi speaks about mitzvos kalos shalom dosh ba'kovov, he's referring to a mitzvah which is self, what word do I want to use? Self-imposed. What we call a voluntary mitzvah. Because the Das Kena Mibali HaTosvis at the beginning of Parshas Ekev says, what mitzvah does Rashi have in mind, which is called Ekev? He says that when a person puts on tzitzis, very often the tzitzis drag on the ground. And sometimes even, or somebody steps on them. Now, tzitzis is a voluntary mitzvah. We're not obligated in tzitzis. I can live my whole life without wearing a beged of dalet kanfes, and I'm not chayv in tzitzis. But we accept upon ourselves a mitzvah. That's called a mitzvah kala. Kala means it's a kiyum without a chiyuv. And tzitzis would be a paradigm of such a mitzvah. A person who's a tzaddik will try to bring himself into any situation of chiyuv just in order to fulfill all the mitzvahs, not waste one single opportunity. And if that be the case, when we say schar mitzvah v'hayal malekah, that's a mitzvah. What does the word mitzvah mean? An obligation. But if there's no obligation, but rather I take it upon myself to do that mitzvah, then I get schar mitzvah v'hayal. He quotes here a sefer called the Tzemach David, who says that Tzchar Mitzvah Hay Alma Leka Hainu Mishum Tzarech Lisbol Yisurim Bi Olam Hazeh Al Miut Avonos Aval Atzadik Gomur Eino Tzarech Lisbol Bi Olam Hazeh, and therefore Yeshlo Tzchar Bahay Alma. Well, we said in the Nefesh Chaim that the reason why a tzaddik gomur gets schar mitzvah in this world is because he accepts upon himself voluntary mitzvahs, what we call mitzvahs kalos. But the Tzemach David says, no. Why does a tzaddik gomur get paid up in this world? Because the reason why we don't want to pay up a person in this world if he's a good guy is because we want to make sure that he's punished for any averos, so when he gets to the next world, he has a clean slate. But in the case of a tzaddik gomur, there's no reason to postpone his enjoyment and his benefits in this world because he doesn't have any averos. And if he has no averos, he doesn't have to suffer in this world to protect him from the next world. But right, now we get to number 8. The Nefesh HaChaim says in number 8 that if a tzaddik shetchilosam yisurim v'sofam shalva she'achar shenismarku Oz maskin liten lem schar bi olam haba. Vizel shenemach ben Noach tamim haya bedorosov shera olam chadash. What's olam ra olam haba shenikra chadash? It's called a new world. So he says the following: there's the old world and there's the new world. The old world means the world in which the tzaddik has to suffer for miruk hachet. Miruk means to purify himself from any pollution, any contamination as a result of chet. So at that stage, the schar mitzvah is going to be delayed. That's a period of yisurim hamemarkikin. That's a sugi at the end of Yuma, I think. However, he says, then he gets to the next stage where he's already at tzaddik tamim, and all the averus already have been wiped out. At that point, he enters into like a new world. That new world is like Olam Haba, and Schar Mitzvah Olam Haba Ika. So after the Gemara Mira Kachet, then there's a whole new Cheshbon. He enters into Ke'en Olam Haba, and from now on he can receive, even in this world, all his rewards. And that's what it means that Noach is an Ish Tzadik Tamim. What does the extra word Tamim mean? Tamim means that he's already experienced any Mira Kachet, and from now on he has a new world. And in that new world, which is Ke'en Olam Haba, he can receive all the benefits and the schar. Then we get to number 9. He quotes Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai says that in the Mishnah Peah it says Va'keren kayemes lo li olam haba, that there are two dimensions. There's something called Keren and something called Peros. As far as Peros are concerned, he can get those Peros even in Olam Hazeh. Like, for example, the Gemara says that Hazoyer B'tzitzis, if someone's kept by the mitzvah, Zochel Italis Noah, he'll get beautiful garments. V'chadom, and there are other cases where Chazal, says Rabbeinu Chai, offer certain beautiful rewards in this world. He says, how could that be? We have a principle of Schar Mitzvah Alma Eleko. The answer is, the schar that's called keren, the basic principle of the mitzvah, that's reserved for the next world. But schar peros ha-mitzvah, that he can receive even in this world. Aval ikar ha-schar hu bi olam haba. So I think what he's saying is the following. I can't promise you this is what he means, but there's a tree and there's fruits. Right, you really don't benefit that much from the tree. I mean, what the tree gives you is that it produces fruit. So you really want to enjoy the fruits. And that's what it means that Ochel Perosam, he can eat the peros in this world. He can eat the peros in this world. But the keren is Kayemes Lo Li'olam Haba. Because peros is something that you really enjoy. And that joy, that kind of pleasure, is granted to him in this world as schar for peros.
Does he give any example?
He gives this example, but he says there are many similar examples that it says in Chazal, he doesn't tell you where, that hazohir b'tzitzis zochel talis noah. And he says, what's this talis noah? That's already called perosehem. He says, aval schar shu peros ha-mitzvah shalom ochel b'olam hazeh. However, Ukeinza Omru Chazal Kol Azoyer B'tzitzis Zochel B'talis Noah. Oh, it says Kol Azoyer B'mezuzah Zochel Adira Noah. Hazor B'kiddush Hayom Zochel Memala U'memala Garbe Yayin. I guess he'll have, you know, storehouses of wine. V'chayotze B'hen. But that's not Iker Aschar. The Iker Aschar, which is called the Keren, is Mishtalim Lo, says Rabbeinu Bechai, Bolam Haba. Here in Olam Hazeh, all he gets is Peros. Peros HaMitzvah V'Yalom. Now just give me a second here. I wrote myself a note to look elsewhere. Let's just see if I could find what I have over here. Oh, I see. It's interesting. The Chazal, and really the Pasuk itself, indicates the greatness of the mitzvah of tzedakah, of talis and tzitzis, I'm sorry. It's a superior mitzvah. Why? Because the Torah says, "Uschartem es kol mitzvah Hashem." So tzitzis represents the tariyak. And therefore the question is, "Lama lo tziva Hashem yisbar sheyelchu Yisrael b'dal knofos shel tzitzis?" If God wants us to achieve this great mitzvah, v'zchartam lechem es kol ha-mitzvahs, why didn't he command us to wear tzitzis? And Nir Ali, he says, "Dehi anosenes mikevan shei mitzvah gedola, rotz Hashem yisbach sheyel Yisrael schar gam b'olam hazeh." God wanted to somehow guarantee that we would have some mitzvahs even in this world. I'm sorry, samskhar even in this world. So what did he do? He took this great mitzvah, which is going to generate a great amount of massive schar, and he gave it to us as a voluntary mitzvah. Because again, if it would have been an obligatory mitzvah, then we would not be able to get the schar in this world. It would be dedicated and reserved for the next world. And I was thinking that maybe you could say about Avraham Avinu that the reason why Hashem granted him so much schar. What does it say in the pasuk? It says Hakol, right? I forgot the exact pasuk. Berachas Hashem Hakol. So maybe you could say that all of Avram's mitzvahs were voluntary. The Chazal say that he was Mekayim Kol Tarkul Konim Shenitna. And if that be the case, then the principle of Schar Mitzvah by Alma Lekha doesn't apply to Avraham Avinu because he doesn't have an obligation. He took it upon himself to do the mitzvahs. That makes it like the case of Tzitzis, where since it's a great mitzvah, but it's left voluntary, you have to decide whether you want to wear a beged talit kamfis so that you can get that tremendous schar in this world.
There is a similar around that it is Hashem is telling him to do the mitzvah, and it's lech lecha.
Right, lech lecha, maybe mila, but Chazal say it's a Gemara, I think in Yuma, that Avraham Avinu was mekayim all 613 mitzvahs, including Erev Tavshilin. That's all voluntary. That's an Eino Mitzuva Liosa. And that allows you to get schar in this world. Because again, it's not the Gufo Shel Mitzvah, which means the obligatory mitzvah. It already belongs to that circle outside the mitzvah. And therefore you can get schar. Alright, we're up to number 10. Schar Psios.
What's that?
That means sheratz lemitzvah. A person runs to do a mitzvah. It takes him a great effort to do the mitzvah. Right? Mm-hmm. So for the physical effort that he puts in to do the mitzvahs, that already says the Nefesh Chaim has the same status as schar, as peros ha-mitzvah. And therefore, he can get schar in this world for schar psios. I think that there's a certain great similarity between this one, which we said was number 10,
Simcha.
And Simcha, exactly. Which one was number, was Simcha, was number 3?
My number is different.
Alright, well, whatever the number is, it doesn't matter, 3. But Simcha was on the list, am I right?
Yeah, 3. Yeah.
Okay. I'm up to 14 already.
Okay, just give me a second here. Oh. Now, when you talk about something like Simcha, or the effort a person puts in, schar psios, so you have to mention a pasuk in Hoshea Novi, and the Medrash Chazal in that pasuk, it says, Yechayenu biyomayim, bayom ashlishi yikimenu. So Chazal say, what's the yomayim, and what's the yom ashlishi? So the Medrash says, bayom ashlishi vayisa Avram es enov. It's on the third day that Avram Avinu does the akedah. But what does it mean, Yechayenu mi Yomayim, will live as a result of Yomayim? Says the Vilna Gaon, that even though Schar Mitzvah Ba'ayal Malekah, that's because the mitzvah itself is totally spiritual, and it doesn't belong to this physical world. And even if you take all the pleasures of this physical, limited, material world together, it doesn't even shine a candle to the Schar for a mitzvah which is Ruchni. However, the first 2 days, Avram Avinu is on his way. Vayashkim Avram Baboker, Vizrizus, Ubehidr Mitzvah, Ubetircha Gedola. He faces many challenges, Avram Avinu. How do we live in this world? What gives us the right to be sustained in this world by the Ribbono Shelom? The answer is, Yechayenu Miyomayim. For those 2 days of our great, great grandfather, Avraham Avinu, the first 2 days on the way to the Akedah, where he wasn't involved in the mitzvah itself, it wasn't ruchni, it was pure physical. The physical effort that he put in, this rizus, and bahachana, and behidur, all that is our zechus in our time. So it's a beautiful pshat in the pasuk in Hoshea, Yechayenu miyomayim. Yom HaShlishi Yikaimenu. On the third day, Avraham Avinu fulfills the mitzvah, the Iker Mitzvah Akedah, and the schar for that is pure ruchni. It cannot be contained, if you will, in this world.
Schar Alicha.
Schar Ritza, all that is schar mitzvah b'hayalma ikah. And therefore, Chazal say in the Gemara in Brachos Liolam Yaretz Adam Lidvar Mitzvah. A person should run to a mitzvah. Well, for example, the Gemara says in Brachos that Schar Kala Duchtka. You know, when we came to the Shir and it was very uncomfortable, the air conditioning wasn't working right, and we feel cramped in because this Baruch Hashem is such a great, you know, standing room only. And therefore, for that, you should be very careful about recognizing and appreciating the discomfiture of doing a mitzvah, because that's where you'll get schar in this world. That's called haratz l'dvar mitzvah v'notel schar b'olam hazeh. Then we get to number 11. Says the Nefesh Chaim, Mishu ohuv l'mala v'nechmad l'mata u'makdim sholom b'lechol adam yeshlo chelek b'olam hazeh. He says that if a person reaches this level of ohuv lemala v'nechmad lemata, in other words, it's not just bein adam lemakom, but it's also bein adam lechavero. He gives the example of makdim shalom lechol adam. Then he has a chelek in this world. He has schar in this world. What I think he means to say, similar to what we saw in the Gaon, is that there's no schar for a mitzvah in this world because a mitzvah is purely spiritual. That's referring to the ritual mitzvahs that govern our relationship with God. But a mitzvah of bein adam lechavero, like being makdim shalom lechol adam, that's already an effort within the context of this world that has a physical element, so to speak, in my interrelationship with other human beings, and I can be paid up in this world as well.
It's not really a mitzvah. It's a midah tova. So therefore, when you say schar mitzvahs by amaleka, it's not really a mitzvah.
Maybe it's only a midah. It means makdim shalom l'chol adam, not as a mitzvah, but as a midah.
It's a midah.
Sounds good. I like it. I have a lot to tell you about being makdim shalom l'chol adam, but we don't have the time for that. And people don't realize how important it is to be makdim shalom l'chol adam. All right, number 12. Says the Nefesh Chaim, Hamispalel al chavero vehu tzorach li oso davar hu nena tchila. If a person prays on behalf of someone else, vis-a-vis a need that he himself, the prayerful person, also has that need, then God will give him that, bestow upon him that need. And we don't say, well, kevan shekiyem mitzvah se'ahavtal rech kamocha, because that mitzvah means not only do I have to do for you in this way and that way, you know, give you gifts or bring you food and physically help you, but also I have to pray on your behalf. That's also a mitzvah se'ahavtal rech kamocha. So we should say, she'yeh schar l'olam haba l'ze'omer. Therefore, Chazal tell us, hu nene tchila, that yesh lo schar b'olam hazeh. So it sounds like what he's saying is that there are two different categories of v'ahavta l'rech kamocha. One is in the physical material world, I help you physically, financially, etc. That's already schar for olam haba. But then there's something called prayer. And somehow there's a power in prayer, when I pray on your behalf as a kiyum of v'ahavta, that brings me schar even in olam hazeh. Maybe because prayer on behalf of someone else indicates to what extent you're putting his needs before your own. And in doing so, you deserve schar in olam hazeh. Number 13. He says the following, that the Rambam at the beginning of Peah, meaning the Rambam's Pirush HaMishnayis in the first parak of Peah, where the Mishnah that we say every morning in Davening speaks about Gemilas Chasodim, he says that the Rambam holds that in the case of Gemilas Chasodim, there's schar in Olam Hazeh for Gemilas Chasodim. My problem here is, Rabosai, I have a copy in front of me, a photocopy of the Pirush HaMishnayis of the Rambam in Peah, but it's too small for my eyes. It's absolutely
minute.
It's, look how small it is. Yeah. It's 10 lines that are in this space, in a millimeter. So I would have to multiply this by about 200% of its size in order to read this. So let's go on for the time being to number 14. He says the following: Zrizim makdimim lemitzvus. You could do a mitzvah now, you could do a mitzvah later. This reminds me of the Gra that we spoke about before, that the Rama, that Avram Avinu, when he went out to the Akedah, it was Bizrizus, Rizim Akdimim Lemitzvahs. And he says that Al Derech Shekos Avnu Liel, just as we said before, says the Nefesh HaChaim, Legabi Simcha, Hu Adin Legabi Zrizus. He says that the Zrizus is not an integral part of the mitzvah, but it enhances the mitzvah. It's like Simcha Shal Mitzvah, and therefore the principle of Bahai Al Molecha does not apply. That's number 14. Then he has number 15. He says the following: Niral Aniyus Daiti, this is Rav Chaim Polaji's own Chiddush, Dizchus Limara Torah Yeshlo Biolam Hazeh, that the mitzvah Talmud Torah brings him schar even in this world. Why? Because the Gemara says, I believe it's in Sota, that there's a difference between mitzvah and Torah, and Torah study. Mitzvah will protect a person only during the moments that he does the mitzvah, he's occupied with the mitzvah. Aval Torah megino ala adam afilu shelo be'idna delimud. Even when he's not immediately directly involved in the Torah study, nevertheless the Torah will protect him. And the Gemara says, shelo yovali de avera, lo yovali de hirhure avera. Is muchach, he says, deschar mitzvah ika bizchus haTorah. I personally disagree. Again, who am I to disagree? But I would say that this is not schar mitzvah. When it says that the Torah protects a person, that is the mitzvah itself, meaning it's not schar mitzvah. This is not something that Hashem has to bestow upon us from the outside, but the very fact that we transform ourselves into a different personality, we sanctify ourselves through the study of Torah, that's why the Torah protects us. It protects us because of this new, enhanced level of Kedusha that we achieve. Now, although Reb Chaim Polaji only has 15 categories, we should add one last category, which is again very similar to all the other categories, and that's Yegia B'Torah. It's not enough that I study Torah, but I put
effort
into it. And all that effort is Magilo Schar even Ba'olam Hazeh. And that's what the Pasuk means, Yegia Kapecha Ki Tochal Ashrecha V'Tovlach. And the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Ches, Ashrecha B'Olam Hazeh V'Tovlach Ol Yolam Abba. So there's an Ashrecha even B'Olam Hazeh. And perhaps that's the Schar for Yegia B'Torah, when he sweats it out and he puts effort into the study of Torah. We should all be Zochim Ritz Hashem to all these many, many, many myriad dimensions of mitzvahs, and we should be Zochim not only to the schar of Olam Abba, but also to schar mitzvah in Olam Hazeh.